but we got to pick up the pace, yeah? We have, because we're in an era of forced change. So it might seem like I'm annoying it sometimes, amusing, but the aim is just to get you running on a different level of acceleration, because we're meant to outrun those who've outrun the horsemen will outrun the horses and the chariots, it says in Scripture. Like the spirit of Elijah, where there's a grace coming to accelerate into a brand new era. If you're struggling, pull on grace. Yes. If you lack faith, pull on faith. That's how I do it. Like every time I come into a new dimension with God, I pull on grace for it. When I don't feel like praying, I ask for grace to pray. I do. Grace, did you know that grace is, another way of translating grace is the divine influence on the heart? So if you feel like you can't do it, you're right. That's the great place to start. His grace is sufficient for me. Grace will fuel you into everything that I'm talking about. Coming as an amateur and going low will mean you fly high. So I constantly posture myself as an amateur, because I am. We're all in the same level playing field, you know? So don't be alarmed. Just go low and fly high. You know, say to the Lord, I know nothing. We used to have this TV show called Faulty Towers in Britain. And Manuel was like, whatever was going on, I know nothing. It was like, don't talk to me. I just go in like, Manuel, I know nothing. And really, we don't know a lot. But that's a good place to start, because God gives grace to the humble. And what is grace? Divine enablement to walk in the thing that he's provided for you. So it's easy. The way of embracing it isn't in intellectualism. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That word trust there, if you look at it in the Hebrew and you look in your concordance, it means to lay down, face down on the floor in complete surrender. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That word which means know him intimately like a husband and wife. In all your ways, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and he will make your path straight. It's the simplicity of the gospel. It's the simplicity to come into complexity. It's all going to be okay. Yeah, it's all going to be okay. It's okay now, already. You're saved, you're a new creation. No one can take it away from you. It's too late, it's done. He's removed your sin. As far as the east is from the west, okay, preaching Bible, he has removed our transgressions from us. He's not covered you, he's removed them and transformed you and given you a heavenly dignity. That's the truth. One translation says, you've been taken from the country of sin and planted into the country of grace. So you've changed citizenship. It's too late. So you're seated with princes. So we've got to be royalty on the inside, yeah? We're not defined by the external. Religion's defined by the external. Jesus didn't come to announce a new religion. He came to announce the end of religion. He came to announce that our forms and methods weren't how we obtain perfection. And he announced the final conclusion of religion. It said he nailed the law onto the cross. And said it's finished. Whatever happened after the cross wasn't what was before. But we keep living as if we're back before. And the whole Christian system is built around what was before, not what was after. Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. We are meant to be, not human. And we've reprogrammed people over and over again back into human thinking. Not only have we done that, but we've blocked the gateways. And he said, woe to you Pharisees. You know the way into the kingdom of heaven, but you don't go in and you block those who want to enter. Jesus' definition of being born again was quite interesting. He said, I am the door. Whoever believes in me will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Not my words, Jesus's. So Jesus' definition of salvation was, you got saved and you said to that person, you can go in and out. Jesus's, I'll just say it again. Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever believes in me shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. In and out. That happens the moment you turn. It says whenever anyone turns to Christ, the veil is removed. I'll put it another way. Jesus said, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Sight is the fruit of being born again. Being born again gives eyes to your heart. Any one of you that says they can't see is not believing the truth. Believe the truth and the truth will set you free. This is why it's good news. That he does it for us. That we were completely incapable of living the life that he wanted us to live, so he did it for us. That's why it's called 1 Timothy 1:11, the glad message of the happy God. Your Bible probably translated the gospel of the blessed God, the glory of the blessed God. If you forage around and look for other translations for some nuggets, you'll find the gospel means glad tidings, and you'll find that blessed means to be made blissful. Or gloriously happy, with life, joy, and satisfaction. That's how the Amplified translates the word blessed. So I've got the glad message of the glory of the happy God. And the good news is that whoever believes in him is saved and can go in and out. I step in and out. Should you do it now? Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus, that heaven is as close to me as the air that I breathe. Do you guys believe? Right. We're going to do something. We're going to do what Jesus... I'm teaching Jesus' stuff here, okay? Because Jesus is the teacher. So I'm using Jesus' teachings. Is that okay? So Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is not over there, not over there. It's as close to you as your hand. So when he said that, it literally meant if you could feel the heat of your hand, heaven is that close. And he wanted to break the distance, the illusion of distance. So heaven is at hand. So there's a dimension right next to you where the angels are in. It's actually right there, right now. When we turn into it, so just by faith, move your hand as if you turn behind the veil. Ooh. Wow, looking good. Turn back. Awesome. Okay, turn back in again. Whoa. Even if you're not seeing anything, just go, whoa. Wow, no way. No way. You gotta be kidding me. Put your head back this way and then do it again, through the veil. It says that when we turn to Jesus, the veil is removed. What are we doing? We're turning through. Now let's just expand our spirits over our bodies. Right? So just let it expand. Don't think about it now. Don't you like, how do I make it expand, right? Let your spirit expand. Just let it, give it some room. Hold your body in your spirit. Love your body. Envelop your body with your spirit. Your spirit is meant to clothe your body. Whoa, clothe yourself in your spirit. Are you hosting your body now in your spirit? Everyone should be saying yes. If you're engaging with it. Right, my spirit's expanding. It's not pushing, it just, you let it out. That's how you can heal someone without touching them. That's what Peter did. They'd wait for his shadow. Do you think they were chasing his shadow? So, are you hosting your body right now? Because I want you to take it into heaven. I want you to find enough space to step forwards. So find enough space to step forwards. Whoa. Okay, let's expand our spirits again. Okay, I'll tell you how you expand your heart, right? You expand your heart by having a tender affection where you cradle something. Paul said to the Corinthians, my heart is expanded towards you. He says it's open and expanded so he could see what they were doing because he held them in his heart, right? I want you to have a tender love for your body right now where your spirit wraps your body and holds it in tenderness. And your body is so protected right now by your spirit. Now, your spirit can move into the kingdom realm. So we're going to take our body and our mind in too. Okay? Wow. So right now, by faith, we step. We host our bodies and we step through the veil. Now, you don't have to see anything. Just accept it. Accept that what I'm saying is true because Jesus said it was. He who believes in me will be saved. I am the door. He will go in and out. We're in right now. We find pasture. Right in front of you is pasture. There is energy, life, transformational glory, hosts of angels, the cloud, and you have now appeared before God in Zion. You may not see it yet, but maybe you'll feel a tiny, tiny bit of it. It starts with a trickle. Teresa of Avila said. She said, a torrent starts with the tear. We step back right now. Bring it back. Step back into the room. I want in, Lord. I step into Christ. Into you. Feel it. Don't think too much. Feel. Just feel. Feel what's around you. It's the beginning of seeing. Seeing comes from feeling. Oh. Ask yourself where you are, because we may be in different places in that dimension. Just tune in right now to what you're feeling. Where do you think the Lord's taking you? Where have you gone? What atmosphere are you feeling? I'm feeling a swirling myself. So who's feeling a swirling? Tune into your feelings. Whoa. Wow. See, now I can feel, because I'm engaged in spirit so much now, I can actually see a cloud coming on some of your faces. I can see that physically happening right now. Who are these that ride on the clouds? Isaiah 60 verse 8. Do you know what the presence is? It's a transport system. Jesus went up and disappeared into a cloud. A cloud came down to Moses and God stepped out and spoke face to face. It says he rides on the clouds. When you engage the presence, you do what Enoch did. Enoch put it like this. He said, clouds invited me and winds called me. Clouds invite you. The cloud is always as close to you as the air that you breathe. The whole earth is full of his glory, the Bible says in Isaiah 6. It's already full. I'm going to say that again. The whole earth is full of his glory. But you are the one that accesses it and the gate, and then you take it back to make the knowledge of it visible. So you are meant to be the one that transacts unseen to seen. And the way that you do it is by stepping in, engage in his presence. And the more times you do this, you will sometimes spend hours here. Like you'll forget what you're doing. You'll come back out and your face will shine sometimes. My face has shone a number of times, but it's by doing this simple thing, okay? It's simple. Religion is arguing with you right now. Religion is saying it cannot be so. Amen. Let's step back into the room. Yay. Sometimes you bring angels back with you. This is how you're meant to take thing. You know, you're blessed in heavenly places. This is where you bring it back. I bring scrolls back. I land them. I put them in my mountain and release them on the earth. Land in scrolls. Sometimes stuff will come back with you. It'll materialize. I heard Todd Bentley share once about a group of guys he was involved in. They went into Eden, literally like a river began to come in the room. They went in Eden and grabbed grass. When they came out of the Spirit, they had grass. We're going to see that he shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. I've had money materialize. I'm tapping into a higher source. I have food to eat, which you should know of. The only difference between us is how much time I've done this, but you can catch up real quick, Teresa of Avila said. She said, if you'll push through the initial thing, he will quickly begin to teach you. Way, hey. When I go in the shower, I go into heaven. There's a lot of glory in the shower. I go up the waterfall. That little song, I learned that from an angel. It says in the Bible, the Lord whistles for Israel. Maybe he's whispering for you, whistling for you. Maybe you can whistle for him. Yes, you're getting weird. I like it. Whoa. Yeah, you're going to get so weird. You people will not know what to do with you. You've no idea how weird you really are. You're not human. Yes, humans don't do this kind of thing, but I'm not human. What are you doing? Being a new creation. Now, do I understand that noise? No, but I know it works. When I engage with the angels, I just call for them. Wow. You're all hitting walls, right? Of triggers in your life. Of how whacked you want to be. You're triggering on your religion, the record in your DNA and the frequency of your DNA and the water of your body that's been encoded through spoken sound is triggering. But if you push through that, it says he will make you without spot or wrinkle and start will remove the triggers that sit in the record of your body that's competing against the kingdom realm of the Father. So fear of getting whacked, fear of death, fear of insanity, fear of what people think all gets triggered. And these are the things that you push through with courage to do what Enoch did. To go, he went back through the flame because he wouldn't hang on to his DNA. Adam would not go through the fiery sword. Enoch did. The fiery sword didn't stop you. It transformed you if you were willing. Wait. Whoa. Yep. If your mind is pulling you out, that's stopping you from what they call centering. So what I do is I change the protocol. You're in charge of your body, soul, and spirit. You're the government of your house. The lowest level of government is your body, soul, and spirit. If your mind is actually competing with you, being in the kingdom realm, Bill Johnson says to tell your mind that it's, you love your mind, but it's a poor master, but a great servant. And you tell your mind to come under, we can do this now, this has changed my life. I say, mind, let's do this. Mind, put your hand on it. I love you, mind. But you're a poor master. You're a great servant. I just command you now to come under the government of my spirit. Spirit, I speak to you and I tell you to overshadow and sit over my mind, that I live out of the spirit and my mind becomes the interface with my body. Your mind is meant to be the buffer between your spirit and the body. Come on. I'm shifting you guys today. Come on. Shaka bashiki tiki dee. Come on. Spirit man, take your place. Sit on the mountain. Overshadow my mind, overshadow my body. I call on the right protocol to be in place. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Right now we say, Lord, we trust in your ability to lead us more than the enemy's ability to deceive us. We trust in your abilities greater than our disability. We dethrone fear right now. We've been a fear culture. We repent of fear when our natural environment is the spirit realm. And we say, no longer will we be a generation that advocates our position to the demonic powers or the new age or witchcraft, but we are going to sit where we should have sat and do what we should have done. Right now we call fear into the courts. Lord, I thank you there's a court that sits in heaven, and I ask right now that you would judge in us fear. Fear of deception, fear of death, fear of being out of control, fear of what will happen to me, what will people think of me, can I handle it, will my body be okay, where am I going to go? Lord, I ask right now that you call that spirit of fear into the courts. We say, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. And right now, Lord, I ask you to divorce that from us in this court right now. Everyone that wants this, just present yourself in the court. Say, Lord, I don't want to have a foothold or a trigger from fear. But I ask right now for you to marry me into faith, hope, and love and a sound mind. And I say, the spirit realm is the kingdom realm that I belong in. This is my realm. This is my home. I am a citizen of it. I'm meant to bring life from heaven to earth. That is my assignment, and I no longer will I be blocked by Pharisaical doctrines. I call Pharisaical doctrines into the court where people have said, you can't do it, you can't enter in, you can't trust yourself, you can't. We take that accusation voice in right now that says it's not legitimate, it says it's not credible. We call that accusing voice that says it's not credible into the court. And I ask right now that you divorce us and we repent, Lord, where we have reacted against the kingdom realm, where we have stood against it, where we've opposed it, where we've had religious mindsets of performance, where we've not believed the gospel that if any man be in Christ, That the old has gone and the new has already come. We right now, we become believing believers. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. The testimony is my testimonial in the court. I'm saying right now, you found in me a believing believer. And I want to walk with you like Enoch. I call right now Enoch's testimony into the courts. Enoch testified that the life he lived was not for his generation, but for one far in the distance. I propose to this court right now that we are the generation that he spoke of. And I present his scroll, and I present the words that he has testified as a witness, as a martus, as a testifier, into the court, Lord, and I say, I want to walk in what he promised. I call on fulfillment. I call on destiny. I call on breakthrough. I say, Lord, it's for me. As for me and my house, we will be like heaven on earth. I want to see your face every day. I present in the courts what Rick Joyner said, that there's a generation who will always be seeing the face of the Father. I petition the court today that we would be that generation, a generation that's always seeing, always seeing, always seeing, always seeing, always seeing, always seeing. By the word that the worlds are framed, we're framing up the world that we exist in. Wow, thank you, Father. Right, we're going to do it one more time because you guys are used to a certain level. We're going to step into a deeper realm. I want to just share a little secret, is that there are realms of the presence of God. Okay, you see this with Ezekiel and John and Zechariah and others. I'll give you an example. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. So he was in the Lord's Day, which was back in the light. So he was in the Lord's Day, in the Spirit. He heard a voice and turned. So he turned into another level of it. And then he saw a door and he said, immediately I was in the Spirit. So one level of spirit builds on another level that builds on another level. I'll give you another example. Ezekiel, he was in the Spirit. The hand of the Lord came upon him, pulled him up, transported him. He said, immediately the Spirit fell upon me and I was in the Spirit and prophesied. So he was in like three levels of the Spirit. So we're going to do it again. I can feel a level here. We're going to chunk up again into another level. So we're going to go back into what we just did. So right now, Lord, we host our bodies with our spirits. Lord, I thank you that I'm in you. And it says that in you I live and move. So I'm going to move in you, in union with you, under the government of God. If you ever go off track doing this, just go back under the government, right? So sometimes if I feel like it doesn't sit right, I say, Lord, I come under your government. I honor it. I'm in you. Teach me your ways. Lead me in straight paths. I trust you. From being in him, in the name of Jesus. By the way, what we're doing right now is being in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name isn't a magic word. His name was Yeshua. But being in him is powerful. So we speak from being in the name of God, inside his name, and we move from inside of his name, which is the Yod Hey Vah Hey. So being in the name of Jesus is being in Jesus' name. So this is what we're doing right now. We're actually going into the name. So we're going to go deeper. So Lord, I thank you, and I step into the name. I sit in the Father. In Christ, in heaven. Lord, I administer through the ox, eagle, lion, man. I administer your holiness. I administer who you are. As you are, so am I. Yod, hey, va, hey. Yod, hey, va. Hey, through the faces of the Father, lion, ox, eagle, man, yod, hey, va, hey. Whoa. Oh. Wow. Expansion. Now, the angel of this house spoke to me and said, this place is going to go through a time of expansion. And he was really happy about it. His face looked like a father, like a grandfather, like Bob Jones. He just kind of smiled and said, this place is about to go through expansion. And he looked really pleased. So, Lord, I just ask right now, expansion of our spirits. You are the one that's expanding because the church is his body. So if God's going to expand this congregation, it means he's expanding you. Because you are the temple. So right now, let's just do this. It's chunking up. We're going to push our spirits right out. And let's push them out about a mile circumference. Ready? So just, I want you to see a whole mile around this building right now. Push. Just let your spirit expand out. Push it right. Give it some space. Space. Expansion. 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 Push it. Push it. Push it. Oh, that's nice. Stretch. Oh, wow. Yeah. Whoa. Even allow your body to manifest what you're doing. Just stretch it out. Oh, this house has been too small. My body's been too small. My body's too small. My body's too small for me. This building's too small for me. Wow. What am I doing? I'm acting as a priest, administering the Yod Heh Vah Heh, the names of God, upon the circumference of this region. That's what it means to be an administrator of holy, to be an overshadowing of the holy. You administrate through the voices and the faces of the Father in Jesus, in him. If you don't understand anything I'm saying, that's okay. I don't fully understand it, but I know it's true. And I'm enjoying a new existence. Galatians 2:20 in the Distilled Translation. I am enjoying a second existence, which is Jesus using my body. To administer the Yod Heh Vah Heh, the ox, eagle, lion, man, the faces and voices, becoming the voice that now speaks in heaven, in the name. In my name you will. In my name you will. Sitting in the name. In the name. Wow. You are so powerful, you have no idea. No idea. Come on, guys, how can a conference or anything compare to what he's already given us? You've been given, as Jason Westfield always teaches, the gift of God. But he's been given the gift of you. Or to put it away that, Chris Follerton and those guys say, he says people will pay for something what they think it's worth. So when they buy a car, they'll pay what they think is a good price. They'll pay a good price for a house. God paid his son for you. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory in the name, in the Yod Heh Vah Heh, in him we have the victory. In him we live and move and have our being. In him, Christ in you and you're in him. We. Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay, grab your seats, guys. So that's how, like, I administer being in the Spirit. So what I'm taking you through, because this is a school, I'm just showing you, like, how we administer the government of God and the dimensions that, for me, that's what prayer is. It says pray in the Spirit at all times. It doesn't say pray out of the Spirit at all times. Where does prayer happen? There. Pray in the Spirit. That's where you administer as a priest and as a king, which is the new order of the apostolic the Lord's releasing. We've had an earthly pattern, but now we're going to bear the heavenly pattern, which is the order of Melchizedek. who had ministered as a priesthood, and Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek. God is changing. There's been a marked change. Some people believe it happened in 2012, but they believe 2012 was when it all changed. That we moved from the fivefold into the order of Melchizedek. Now remember, the fivefold is until. Apostles, prophets, until. Paul Keith Davis has been preaching for a decade, I want to live beyond until. I propose to you that God is releasing beyond until, and it may be in its infancy, but it's a brand new dispensation. Melchizedek was without beginning and end, thus bearing the pattern of the heavenly man, where even your earthly genetics are forsaken. Where you become without beginning or without end, because as he is, so you are, the Alpha and Omega. Where corruption puts on immortality and life. Where life swallows up death, and the record of death, which is the spot in your DNA, is reconfigured according to the pattern of the heavenly man, which is of the order of a Melchizedek, without beginning or end. Wow, I'm sorry, I'm still in the yard. Yod, hey, va, hey, it's like, because it's warm in now inside me. Yod, hey, va, I'm over the region still. My body's here, but I'm not, so I'm just actually, trying to come back a second. Whoa, yod, hey, va, hey, oh. Wow. We can change only what we hold in our hearts. Ah. So if you want to change a nation, you've got to hold it in your heart. If you want to change Washington, you've got to hold it in your heart. You've got to overshadow it. Over the earth, there'll be a covering. A covering isn't someone who you're accountable to. A covering is who holds you in their heart. Biblical definition, not religionist control systems. Because you can be part of an apostolic network and they don't hold you in your heart. If they held you in their heart, they would be present with you in the spirit and be able to see how you're doing. Paul's definition, not mine. Paul said, I'm watching you in the spirit and I'm really pleased with how you're doing. I've got all the scriptures. Because he held them in his heart, even said in Corinthians, he said, my heart is expanded towards you. I think the Lord wants me to end this first session with telling you about how to expand your heart. Paul said to the Corinthians that though I'm absent in body, I'm with you in spirit. And when I show up, hand over this person for discipline. So the way it worked is, the Corinthians would gather. It says, when you gather in the power of God's presence, so the presence, you're engaging the presence, I'm going to show up. When that happens, hand this guy over for discipline. Which means they had a community in Corinthians that knew when Paul showed up in the spirit. Which meant they knew when people came in the spirit. God's starting to get people to communicate in the spirit. Sending text messages in the spirit. Technology is a manifestation of a hidden reality. So when God invents technology or demonstrates technology, it comes out of the goodness of the Lord into the earth, but it's a manifestation of a truth. So what you can do with technology, you can do in the spirit. You can call someone in the spirit. We've spoken to each other in the spirit and heard each other. Jason Westfield and Ian Clayton first met in the spirit before they met in their bodies. Ian Clayton met Patricia King in the councils of God, and for like years they didn't know who the other person was, and they kept telling him, she kept describing Ian to people, he kept describing Patricia King. It was like 8 years after they met in heaven, they met in the earth. We gather to what's called the global ecclesia, or the universal ecclesia, where every creature's gathered, it says, and all in this dimensional plane, where it says you come boldly before the throne, you appear in Mount Zion. How do you appear in Mount Zion? By doing what we just did. And it says, when you're there, you're surrounded by an innumerable company of angels, by the saints made perfect. And then it says, those who are registered in heaven. Who are the ones that are registered in heaven? Us. We've signed up. But the ones that are made perfect are the ones that are already there. We're there, and it says that the Father's there, Jesus is there, the New Jerusalem is there, Mount Zion is there. Mount Zion is a multi-dimensional plane of existence. It's a dimensions within dimensions. That's the expression of the government of heaven that's multifaceted. You go into that dimension. This is the world that the early church fathers preached. And you go into that dimension and you appear before God in Zion. And the voice, it says, the blood speaks. What does the blood speak? Not guilty. Glad message. Happy God. Qualified. Fully satisfied. Redeemed innocence. Restored. Made perfect. Acceptable in the beloved. So Paul could appear, and he said throughout his letters things like, I'm with you, watching you, and really glad in spirit at the joy of senior development. And he explained how he did it in 2 Corinthians 6:11. He said, oh, Corinthians, we've spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now, in return for the same, I speak to his children, you also be open. In the Amplified, it says this, there's no lack of room for you in our hearts, but you lack room in your affections for us. The clue to holding someone in your heart is really simple. Love. If you want to start to affect Obama and see what goes on in the White House, I could do this for you. I've been to the White House in the spirit. I hold Parliament in my heart. Back in the UK, you hold it as a mother overshadowing, and you love it. And what you hold in your heart begins to open up, and you begin to see in the spirit. So, which one of you guys is holding the city in your heart? Like we hear people, like we talked last night, people hold churches in their hearts. That's okay. But we're meant to disciple nations. So you're not actually fulfilling the role of the ecclesia. Because God defined what ecclesia was. It was the government in Athens 450 years before Jesus. And they would be the ones that would legislate and call the politicians into account and the finances and make decisions for a region. Look it up in Wikipedia or Britannica Encyclopedia. You'll find that the word ecclesia was not a church service. It was the governmental ones that would govern what happens in a region. How do you govern what happens in a region? By holding it in your heart. By becoming a father. So you allow the spirit of the Father to come into you, where the Father expands his heart through you, and you love that place, and then you are overshadowing it. Over the earth there will be a covering. You are the covering or shields of the earth, the Bible says. One translation of that verse says, you are the guardians of the earth. What does a guardian mean? You protect and hold in your heart. If you take responsibility, you have authority. The authority only rests on position, not the person. The position is by taking responsibility and saying, I will take responsibility for holding this city in my heart. Through love. Which means you allow your affections to extend and be warmed towards it. You cannot influence what you don't love. The message said this, our heart, I love this. This is the Kenneth Weiss translation, one of my favorites. It says, Corinthians, our heart is broadened and enlarged, widened in its sympathy towards you. You have ample space in our hearts. We hold you within a great love. Kenneth Weiss translation, beautiful translation. Make a large place in your heart for me. So covering was meant to be both ways. He was saying, I can feel you guys aren't holding me in your heart. I'm holding you. I'm coming to you in the spirit. I'm seeing you. You're not checking up on me in prison or wherever he was. Right, because of the thing that I'm talking about now, My spirit will sometimes move at night to be with my wife. He'll move to Scotland to be with Stevie. He was doing a meeting in Scotland, and I was praying in my house or just wandering around. Because I love him and I hold him in my heart, I could tell something was going wrong, and a religious, controlling person had stood up in the meeting and tried to take control of it. I felt it happen, even though I was just busy at home with my kids. I turned into the kingdom realm, and I released the government of heaven over it, and he immediately shut this guy down, and three people saw me come in the room. Because I hold him in a tender affection in my heart. So my question for you is, as we end like session one, there's four sessions today, right? This session one is, how big is your heart? How expanded is your heart? Who are you holding in your heart with a tender affection? Do you hold Obama with a tender affection? Because you're not going to shape him if you don't. You can't. You can only influence what you love. Do you love Muslims? I'll tell you a little thing about Muslims, right? I went to Yemen. It's one of the most dangerous nations in the world. It's the fourth most persecuted nations for Christians to go. So we risked our life to go there. When I landed, I immediately went in the spirit and I felt God's heart for them. And I was overwhelmed by what I saw. I actually went into an encounter where I went to a mosque with a guy and I felt his heart, that he was so empty. A really great guy. And he would pray five times a day, and I could feel the longing in his heart that he was looking for something. And I felt God's heart for Islam. And we did healing rooms, and we had Muslims coming that shouldn't have even been in the house with us, and Hindus. And I had one room with 11 women in it, with myself and another guy, and they were all veiled. And God healed 9 of them. One of them didn't even have a proper tongue from being poisoned. God restored her tongue. He told me he's going to go for the heart of his lamb. Boom! This is what the message translates, that same verse. The smallness you feel comes from within you. Your lives aren't small, but you're living them in a small way. I'm speaking as plainly as I can and with great affection. Open up your lives. Live openly and expansively. You are more powerful than you've ever imagined. I tell you what, we are. I'm not dishonoring the conferences again here. I know you guys do that for facilitating. But we're going to live way, 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 way. I have not been to a single conference in my life that comes anywhere near the glory I encounter in my normal life. Not once. Or the dimensions of mentoring and interaction that I have with the cloud of witnesses and the angels. And I've not been to a single conference that excites me like that realm. And in fact, I am getting bored. I am. It's a challenge for me. It is. I'm just being honest. I am bored to tears. Because there's this dimension that we're all meant to be in that is full of mystery, wonder, noise, lightnings, voices, thunderings, clouds of witnesses moving through dimensions, seeing expansion, expansion. So sometimes when I'm in a conference now and I get bored, I leave my body. When I go to the pastor's meeting in our city, listen, if you want to see hell on earth, I've been there. I kid you not. I kid you not. I have to leave. I do. In the spirit. I check out. I feel a real amen in the room right now. I Thank you, Father. So I'm finished with session one. Let's stand up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Okay, yeah, we want an expansion because I'm speaking this because Breaker spoke to me and told me with a smile on his face, if you can call it him because he looks like kind of water, but this being Breaker that lives here has got a huge influence way beyond the metron of this space. And he wants you to be as big as he is. And he's big, man. He is really big. He's very powerful. He laughs. His face is actually up in heaven. And he sits in the face of the Father laughing at justice being administered on the earth. And I've actually heard his laugh. It's a deep laugh. It's like... It's this deep, booming, fatherly laugh. And he looks like the breaker of many waters. All your waves and breakers are breaking over me. And he spoke to me when I arrived here. And I spent two times in here with him, talking to him. And he said that you are going to expand. So, Father, right now, we're going to just do it by faith. I expand. Let's open up. Open up, you gates. Lord, I just ask right now for expansion. Expansion. Expand now, out of the building. Bigger, bigger, go bigger, bigger. Push out, push out, push out. Push over to the island. Push out where Google is, where Microsoft is. Push further, push, 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 push. Bigger, 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 bigger. Whoa. Whoa, let's push over right now to the East Coast. Move across now. Move across. I want you to engage by faith the White House. I want you to see your spirit moving towards it and overshadowing it. We administer the gospel, the glad message over the White House. We administer Yod, Hey, Vah, Hey, in the name. Right now, I want you to move into the room that he sits in. In the name, come right down through the roof. You know what it looks like. Now position yourself together in Christ. We release the yod, the hay, the va, the hay, the ox, eagle, lion, man, ox, eagle, lion, man, ox, eagle, lion, man. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of this nation. Righteousness and justice is the foundation of this nation. Righteousness and justice is the foundation of this nation. And I will rebuild the ruined cities, the places long devastated. I've heard, says the Lord, the cry of Detroit, and I will come. Whoa, ashikamaki, hey, kamashiki, kikama, hosheke, righteousness and justice, yod, hey, ba, hey, yod, hey, we release that angelic realm right now. Open up Jacob's ladder into the White House. We administer the priesthood of the Lord. We administer the government of God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. And we hold Obama in our hearts right now. We hold him and we love him. Thank you, Lord, for people that are willing to stand in a place of government in such challenging times. We ask you to overshadow him with wisdom right now on how to tackle ISIS, how to tackle the economy, how to administer your will. Father, where he's in error, I ask for correction and direction. Where there's deceit, I ask for clarity to come. We release angels of clarity. We release revelation and understanding. You said, Lord, if anyone lacks wisdom, we can ask and you will give generously. We overshadow him right now and administer wisdom. into the White House. We ask that the voices that are opposing your will be silenced and the favor would begin to remove off them. We ask for an elevation of those that you've anointed that are of the spirit of Daniel and of the spirit of Joseph. We say it's time for America's Daniels. It's time for America's Josephs. We hold the military in our heart right now. Let's expand over the Pentagon. We honor the Pentagon and what they stand for, that they wanted to make it a safe place on the earth. And we ask, Lord, we honor the angel that's... Can you guys see the angel that stands in the Pentagon? Are you seeing that? It must be like, I don't know, 10 stories or something. Can you see that? Did anyone else see that? I've never looked at the Pentagon. This is the first time I've looked at it. It stands right in the middle. It must be more than 6 stories. It must be 10 stories high. We just honor that angel, Lord. We ask that the mandate that's released on it would be increased. Father, that they would know how to run the ministry with wisdom and understanding to rebuild, to change, to transform. We ask for, Lord, forgiveness for the mistakes that have been made. Wow. Can you guys see that? Are you guys seeing that? Wow. See, what you hold in your heart, you can see. I'll put it another way. God said to Abraham, all you see, you possess. Amen. Amen. Okay, stay in the spirit. You don't have to power down. I'm going to stay in all day. We're just going to take a 5-10 minute break, okay? And then I'm going to come back and do another teaching. Then we'll have 30-minute break and James up, okay? Thank you, Father. Amen.
Awake, awake, oh sleeper, your king is shining.